When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Woo! There he is, Cappy in South South. Shadano here in studio. Cappy, what are you doing?
What's up with the puffy inside today?
Wearing the puffy jacket inside today.
It's a fashion statement.
It gets cold in here.
Today is World Fashion Revolution Day.
It is?
Oh, really? Yeah, it is. I think I probably am the guy that's revolutionized his fashion most lately.
Yeah, you had nowhere to go but up.
True, I had nowhere to go but up.
But who's, we were talking about this earlier, guys. Who's the best dressed man in the world today? If you wanted to give somebody an example of a guy who is a great dresser, who do you go with?
All right, I got mine right away.
Who'd you go with?
You ready for this?
Yeah, ready.
The Rock.
No.
Is The Rock a good dresser? No. I don't think of him as a good dresser.
I don't either.
He's hot, but no.
He wears tank tops.
Yeah, I think he's hot.
Yeah, I don't agree on that, Cappy. It's got to be somebody hot, sort of distinguished.
More regal.
Clooney is dressed really well.
Yeah, Clooney. Someone like that.
Somebody who wears like Tom Ford things. Yeah. Like you have Tom Ford things, right?
Yeah,
Tom
not very many, but a
not
few.
Not many.
Yeah.
Max used to have
that was a Kellerman thing.
Oh, Kellerman. Yeah, big on Tom Ford. Thing.
Yeah. They were all the same color.
Yeah, the black. He loved the black Tom Ford.
The same Tom Ford every day.
Yeah.
Cappy, how would you describe your fashion sense?
I would say I call it non-existent.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, here's the thing. When you dress the way I dress, which is primarily in, like, jogger pants and, like, V-neck T-shirts,
yep.
That doesn't really say much about your fashion sense.
Yeah, it's
now,
true.
Now, Mace, I did at one time, just so you know, you'll appreciate this, and Johnny, I once worked in TV. This is about 12 years ago. And I had a daily morning TV show.
Okay.
Really? And oh, we've seen the clip of
this. The Cappy Show?
Yeah.
It wasn't called the Cappy Show, but it was, I don't even know what it was called. But they had a person who dressed us.
Uh-huh.
And a very healthy clothing allowance.
Wow.
I had one of those once.
That's fancy. Yeah.
That was very nice.
And I walked into this boutique shop that this lady had.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I was able to get like 10, 12 sport jackets, tons of like Robert Graham shirts. You know, those shirts with the cool like cuffs where you turn them inside out and they turn different colors. I mean, really nice like Hugo Boss pants, and jeans. Dude, I had a really great wardrobe until I got too fat to wear any of it.
Well, what happened? Is it stored away somewhere?
Most of it, I probably like gave away, you know?
Because I've got, like, I have a whole box of fat clothes in my storage unit.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. In the event I get really fat again, then I got clothes to fit me. But now I'm on thin clothes, but I'm storing the fat clothes just in case. Don't most people do that?
I think probably. So I have a buddy of mine who he lost like 50 pounds.
Nice.
And he had all these like custom made suits, like as if he was Ric Flair or something, you know? And he had all these great custom made suits. And my son, who's, you know, he's about 6'1 and about 215, he's kind of a big dude. He went to my buddy's house because this friend of mine was like, I'm never, ever going to get fat again. So I'm giving you all my fat clothes.
That's bold.
And my son has all these bomb suits and sport jackets. And I mean, like
for
thousands
nothing.
And thousands and thousands of dollars. Got it all for free. Now, the only issue is that when he opens up the jacket pocket, it says custom made for my buddy Blair.
Oh, okay. Now, is Blair... Has he kept the weight off?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah,
good
for him. Great.
All right, so you guys ran a promo yesterday, Sinano and Cap, that you were thinking about writing a diss track.
Yeah.
Right. Well, as luck would have it, one of our listeners went to ChatGPT.
And wrote a diss track?
About Mason and Ireland, and a second one about Sinano and Cap.
You guys want to hear some of this? Yeah. Good, sure. Right,
why didn't we think of this yesterday, George? We're going to write one. Why write one? Why not just go to ChatGPT?
Okay, so here's ChatGPT.
Because we want it to be creative and not just like automatically let some computer default to it.
Who knows?
Yeah, so here's... I'll just read a couple paragraphs from each one. The whole songs are on here, but here we go. Yo, it's time to lay it down. Let's cut to the chase. Mason and Ireland, yo, it's time to face the facts. You're legends in the sports talk game, but today I'm lighting this track up with flames. Mason, you're smooth with your voice so slick, but when it comes to rhymes, you might be a bit thick. Ireland, you're witty with knowledge to flaunt, but on this mic, you're a mere debutante. Here's the chorus. Mason and Ireland, you better brace, because this diss track's about to put you in your place. You talk sports all day, but now it's my turn to spit fire on the mic. Watch this diss track burn.
All right. Yeah. That's very good.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that goes on for three or four more paragraphs.
Yeah.
And then he types in, write a Sedano and Kaplan diss track.
Okay.
All right. Listen up. It's time to make clear. Sedano and Kaplan, it's your turn to hear. The truth laid bare in rhymes that sting. I'm the one in control. I pull the strings. Sedano, you're smooth with that radio vibe. But in the rap game, you're just a small tribe. Kaplan, you bring the heat with passion so bold. But against my bars, you're left out in the cold. Here's the chorus. Sedano and Kaplan, it's time to face. This diss track's about to put you in your place. You talk sports all day, but now it's my turn to spit fire on the mic and watch the diss track burn. So the chorus is identical.
Identical,
but the other stuff wasn't bad for
it. No, it's good. It's good.
Good.
Now, are you guys going to do it?
I don't know. We'll have to. Well, you know, Cappy's got a new best friend, Romeo on your radio from K-Day.
Oh, nice.
So I think he said he would potentially reach out to Romeo to see if he could help him with said diss track.
Because you'd be good at a diss track, Cappy.
Yeah, I think I also need Romeo to help me with the beat. You know, I got to kind of come up with a beat. I got to get into the studio.
The second Sedano and Cap verse is actually pretty good.
Let's hear it.
Your chemistry's strong. Your show's quite a hit. But in this rap battle, you're just not fit. I'm the lyrical master, the king of the beat, and against my flow, you're facing defeat.
There you go. That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Not terrible.
By the way, that if you're like Drake now and you hear that, you're like, what am I wasting my time writing bars for?
Exactly.
I mean, I should just go to ChatGPT.
So one of the things you said in the pro, I thought you said people around here are sensitive and wouldn't deal with it well. I think most people would roll with it. Don't you?
Yeah. Well, I heard you guys talk about this, and you could hear George say that everybody would be so pissed if we did a diss track, and you guys both said that you are no longer offendable.
I'm not offendable anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I am.
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not offendable.
I mean, you've come a long. I never believed you were.
Right.
You've come a long way. If that's the case.
I cannot.
You haven't said you've lost a friend in a long time.
Years.
I am no longer offendable. Like, I've heard too many bad things about myself to think.
Now, are you,
I'm offended.
Are you okay that Sean McVay's coming on the show next week?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We had less on this week, so it's a fair.
Mace, I have a question for you though.
Yes.
Who has conditioned you to be unoffendable? Who has said the meanest, nastiest?
Oh, Morales. Easily.
Okay. Yeah, Morales.
Yeah,
Morales.
Yeah, close. Yeah.
Why does
he says
do
it
that?
About everybody.
I know why. Why
it's in his nature.
He literally, when he walked into the studio Monday, said his direct quote is F you a hole. I'm like, you're kidding me. That's the opener?
Right.
That's the opening line?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are we going from here?
Yeah. Right. I know. And I think gutless scumbag is bad.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. No. I think to do what we do, you kind of have to be unoffendable. Or you got to at least try.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just too much out there.
Especially after the Laker defeat on Monday night. My God, I made such one.
Wait, but how about this? A caveat. I feel like, you know who's also come a long way?
Who that?
Sliwa.
I agree.
Well, I said earlier, they said, who would be most offended if you two did a diss track? And I said, Slee is pretty sensitive, but Laura thinks he's past
He's come a long way.
Slee rolls with it pretty good.
Let me tell you something. There was a time he was not, I mean.
Well, that was the original Trial of the Century.
Yeah.
He was legitimately furious with me.
Yes. Sliwa at Sunset.
And
I remember.
And then I think
you're gonna fuck this
song. The Trial of the Century went so well that he kind of got over it.
Yeah. Sliwa at Sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great
Those crosstalks were fun to listen to.
Oh, they were so awkward.
With gin.
Yeah.
Gin and how many guys from the Athletic?
A Murphy bed.
Three.
You know, yesterday Morales.
From the Athletic.
That was the guy from the Athletic.
Morales threatened him yesterday that he was going to stay on and do live imaging Tuesday through Laker Talk.
Through 8 o'clock.
Oh, God.
And you can hear the nervousness in his voice.
I'm sure. So, Cappy, I'm still able to use the hotel room tomorrow? Is that the game plan?
Yeah. So game plan is this, Mace.
Mm-hmm.
So George and I will be at Hennessy's.
In Hermosa.
Yeah. In Hermosa.
10 minutes from Ireland's house.
That is a great spot.
Cappy and I went there. We've been there. Cappy and I went there. Was it last year we went there?
We were there when the Chargers were playing
a playoff
the Chiefs.
Game.
Chargers.
No, it was a Monday night game or Thursday night game or something like that. Yeah.
And remember, that's the game that Justin Herbert had got hurt
in the ribs.
Yeah. Ooh,
right. Yeah. Yeah. And we went. It was me, you, and Lindsay.
Right.
And then I went down. You know where I took them afterwards? Ireland. We actually went to
Slay.
We went to the one in Manhattan Beach. The Hennessy's in Manhattan Beach. Beach, not Hermosa. And then I took them to the Manhattan Beach Creamery. And
so
Cappy
good.
Had like, so we were having ice cream and Cappy went in like a milkshake because he said he wanted to save calories, except he saw them putting like multiple
nine scoops into the
milkshake.
I think you kind of lost that battle.
So Cappy, nine I'm going to use the hotel room, but you will not have been in this hotel room, right?
Correct. Here's what will happen. I will be driving from South LA directly to Hermosa Beach.
Right.
You will get off the air at approximately this time tomorrow.
Yep.
You will walk across the street to the East Central Hotel.
Yes.
You will walk in. At that point, there will be instructions left at the front desk that Steve Mason is checking in to Cap's room.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Third person.
All right.
And then you will go into that room, and you will use the bed, use the shower. I prefer that you not go number two in the bathroom. That's fine. I mean, if you have to, you have to. There's a lobby bathroom. You know? And then what will happen is you and I will meet later at the game.
Yeah.
At the Laker game.
Right.
And then I will go back to the East Central that night, and you will go home.
And I will have been there, but you don't care. Even if I've, like, rumpled the
What if he has a tryst?
Sheets. Yeah, what if I bring a trick back?
That depends. That depends. Who's the trick?
What if it's one?
Trick.
What if it's Juan and then he comes by for a quickie?
Sure, Juan stops by.
If that happens, if you and Juan have a quickie in my room...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, this is...
Whoa.
Just have the maids make up the room.
It will not happen. There will be no.
You will never know.
That's true.
You would never know.
If they call the maids,
you'd never know.
I'm still convinced, John Ireland, that at some point Steve Mason is going to do it with a woman. And then that's
already been done.
I was just going to say, he has.
I used to know his old girlfriend.
Yeah, he knew my girlfriend.
But he swears it'll never happen again. He says, I say it will.
By the way. Here's what I think of when I think of Diane Mason's old girlfriend.
Who has passed away.
Oh, no
kidding.
She passed
away very, very young.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah.
But the thing I always think of when I think about her is your New Year's Eve toast.
Oh, yes.
I was with you for New Year's Eve when we're a big group of us together.
Yeah.
And Mace raises a glass. He goes, I want to propose a toast. And he looks right at Diane and he goes, here's to the best thing that ever happened to you. Me. Everybody drank. It was funny.
That's a very touching toast.
Yeah.
Very touching
toast. That sounds a lot like you, though. I got to be honest.
Did you say that at her memorial?
It tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say that at her memorial service?
No, I did not. I never got back to the memorial. But God bless her. She was a very talented girl.
You went back a couple weeks ago. It's the first time you've been back in a long time.
Yeah, 37 years. Then I've been back to Bowling Green.
Yeah.
And how did you? How did that go? That you were in? Were you an invited speaker? Did you call him and go, "Hey, I'm going to be in town. I'd love to share some wisdom."
I was invited by somebody who used to be in Los Angeles, who's now a professor there, who remembers me from brought me back, and I talked to like one like lecture hall, and then two classes, and a trip to the radio station.
So, Cappy, if you were asked to speak to a group of college students, what would be the most important piece of advice you would want them to get from you?
Hey guys, this is all for the men out there. Mm-hmm. Don't get married until you're 45.
Really?
Yeah, that's my advice.
That's your advice.
That's I don't know, 45. 45
is kind of late in the game.
I made it to 38.
I did too, 37. But I feel like that's a good age because if you do want to have children, right? I feel like 45, you're just getting married. Then you want to have kids. You want to be the 70-year-old guy at your kids' high school graduation?
Yes, you do.
No, absolutely not.
The opposite side of, I think where you and I got married is right about in the sweet spot because all of my friends, and I'm maybe 9, 10 of these guys, they got married in their 20s, all divorced.
Yeah.
Right? Every single one of them.
Yeah,
you got married in your 20s, right, Cappy?
Yeah, I got married at 29, and I would say that if you got married at 45 and you have two kids by the time you're 50, that when you're 70 and your second kid is graduating high school, you're going to feel like a very, very spry 70-year-old as opposed to like what I'm going to be. I'm going to be 70, and my son's going to be 50.
Yeah,
or,
by the way,
or 30.
I did screw that up. I was 34. I was 37 when we had our first child.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah, I was
mid-30s.
I was 39 when I settled with Juan.
There you go.
Yeah. I think that's the way
about right.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. It's been that long?
Yeah. 39.
Wow. I mean, did you see the shot he just took at you? It's been that long?
I actually took it back as a compliment.
Yeah.
I've managed to keep a relationship alive.
How long's it been, you and Juan, together?
Almost 19 years.
You guys have been together longer than I was married.
See?
How long were you married, Cap?
17 years, and then like officially divorced after.
So I would say that's a successful marriage.
Yeah, that was a good run.
And I would say a third of that he's been in court after that.
Yeah, that part of it has been very, very.
You can't control that.
Yeah. That is true. Unfortunately, sad but true. It's a sad tale, but it's one that must be told.
All right.
I gotta get to the gym.
Oh wow! So you're gonna hear the. By the way, Cappy, May said he's now a big fan of the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, the 6 o'clock hour.
He feels like we get
awesome.
A little extra loose in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Yesterday when he started texting. I was like, what are you doing listening at 6? Oh, the gym, right?
The gym, exactly.
Right, the
my
new
days
mace.
Have changed. Yeah. All right, we're back tomorrow at 1, by the way.
To
Michael,
shock the world.
Michael Thompson's going
to
be here.
Shock the world Thursday.
Pepe Mantilla is going to be here. It'll be fun. 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Look at this, 416 on a Wednesday afternoon. You ready?
A come one on. Shot for Christopher.
Sedano and TLK
bing,
right now.
Ba-dum-bum.
Whoa.
Bing, ba-da-bop, ba-da-bop, pick-a-doom, da-dum-bing.
Your mic.
Bing, ba-da-bop. Boom.
2 days in a row.
Da-da-da.
Come
sorry.
On, man.
I hit the button.
Tulsa, what's up?
He called you TLK.
What's TLK mean?
You didn't hear earlier?
Oh, jeez.
In the 3 o'clock hour?
No, missed the TLK discussion.
What's top
TLK?
Line Cappy.
Oh,
top line Cappy.
Top line Cappy.
Oh,
now, what does that mean exactly?
Here we go.
They asked me yesterday, Mason and Ireland, when we were trying to prod for information.
About?
About this show.
What about it?
About how yesterday went. They
what was,
said
what was up with
Mason
yesterday?
Said he was listening from the 6 p.m. to the 7 p.m. hour,
uh-huh.
Which would track because him and Juan were texting with me.
Okay.
And they said they heard a lot of opinions coming from Shina. From producer Lindsay, and from myself.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hear a lot of Cappy giving strong sports takes.
Oh, really?
And I said, well, I said, I don't know about the 6 o'clock hour. It all kind of blends in on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Cappy sometimes could get a little top line. TLK.
And when you say top line, though, I don't know what that means, I don't
a little
think.
Fluffy.
Fluffy?
Not deep, hardcore George Sedano type takes, but a little top line fluff.
I thought I was very more like ATO yesterday than TLK.
I mean, you could instead of TLK could be TLF, top line fluff. Just
guess,
like he's going to give you the he's going to give you sort of the descriptions with the box score. Now he's going to make you laugh more than Sedano's going to make you laugh.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
But he's going to give you top line fluff.
So yeah, I've got to think about the 6 o'clock hour yesterday. I have to go back and look at it and see where I may have been a little fluffy. Versus hardcore, top line, if you will.
Top line.
TLK.
TLK.
I don't actually mind TLK. It kind of sounds like a compliment in some weird way.
I'm not saying this is a knock.
Oh.
I'm just saying, you know, you sometimes, and listen.
I may have exhausted all my strong sports takes
gets a little
in 4 to 5 hours.
Gets a little wordy.
Yeah.
500 words.
Well, we know that.
150 like
to front. You can be a little... Word inefficient is what I would say.
I think what happened yesterday is I started like really, really, really going when I saw you eating sushi, Christopher.
By the way, you are missing a day.
Oh, no, he
ages.
Had sushi. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I had sushi.
Oh, we had tons of great pizza here today.
There's so much pizza.
Thank God. I'm
there are
there.
So many pies. They were making pies outside to bring upstairs.
Yeah. Who was?
Our great friends here at AEG.
AEG, because there's the big pizza fest coming
this weekend here.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. This weekend is the pizza fest?
Yes.
Oh, man.
They had pizza, Cappy, with spaghetti on it.
Oh, that's just what I need is double carb pizza.
I know. They just woke me up in my office for like an hour now. Like, Chris, you got to do the open. I'm like, all right.
I've been doing better. I swear.
I have not been.
Rubber Rachel said to me, she goes, I think your problem is Morales. I said, what do you mean? She goes, he brings you down. He makes
First of all,
eat.
That's not even close to true.
Like, I tried to not get road pie.
Here's how this
I mean,
road
you,
pie.
I feel like you have suggested road pie plenty, Cappy.
Right, but then
here's
even
how
when
this
I said
went.
No road pie, he was like, no, come on, road pie. That's our tradition. I'm like, okay.
You think that Cappy's throwing me under the bus? It's Morales. You know, yeah. He's a bigger fellow. He is big. I can't imagine a Cappy that you would want to do all the snack stuff. It's him.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
know, Cap's going along with that.
I do acknowledge that I was guilty in the original road pie, but in the world of I'm trying to keep up with Mason, I can't let him get ripped and lean and me still be a fat ass. I said, okay, I got to start watching what I eat. And then I was doing pretty good, and then you and me got back into road pie. And then, of course, you know, when we have road pie, it's not like you can go, okay, I'll just have a slice. I got to eat my half.
Maybe next live... what do we call it? The Drive Live. Next Drive Live, we'll eat salads on the road.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's no good.
No?
Listen, salads. We should be celebrating around here in Southern California, in the Southland, Christopher, because Reggie Bush has got his Heisman back.
He does have his Heisman back.
All right.
It's sort of too little too late.
Well, you're like, right. It should have been done. Better late than never, though.
I guess, but we've all kind of figured, you know, he had his Heisman.
Well,
but you know something, though?
He was going to threaten legal action. That was the last update we had just a few months ago, Cappy.
But you want to know something? Our friend... the former USC athletic director, Mike Boney Bone, he was very passionate about this subject. Now, I'm not saying that he's the driving force and why it went down. I'm just saying that this was a big story for these guys. They wanted, and I say they, I mean USC, they wanted that Heisman Trophy back in that trophy case.
You don't say, TLK.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I would say for the Heisman, though, I think it's... they've kind of, it's lost its luster a little bit. Like, it's no longer like, during college football circles, we talk about it, but it felt like it used to be a much bigger deal. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
dude.
Being the Heisman Trophy winner. And I still feel like they treat the ceremony with reverence on television, but it doesn't get discussed enough because now there's more new shiny toys in college football. There's the playoff.
The playoff.
Right? Like, that is the thing that people are talking about more. Whereas, it was just the bowl games and the national championship before. And even back in the day, hell, we didn't even have an actual national championship. We had, like, sometimes the one team would play, like, the four team. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even one versus two for a long stretch of time.
But also, the Heisman Trophy back in the day, it was a very small collection of people in the downtown athletic club in New York City.
Right.
Yes.
And there was only, like, maybe, like, 100 to 150 people actually in the room.
Yeah.
So as a national television audience, we all kind of felt like we were getting into something that only a select number of people could be in. Now, two things. Not only the playoff, but I will also say this. All the college football awards and the award show, in my opinion, has lessened the Heisman for this reason. Because the Heisman was, who's the best player?
Correct.
Now, who's the best receiver? Who's the best punter?
Right, you're saying there's the Biletnikoff Award, there's this award, there's that award.
What's the award given out in Houston? I used to have to go every year. It's like the Big Block of Cheese Award or something. No, what's it called?
Let's see. Is it the
Rolling Reliever of the Year Award?
No, we're talking college football.
That was Nolan Ryan.
No, it was Raleigh Fingers.
Raleigh Fingers. Yeah.
Outland Trophy, maybe?
No.
Outland? No, not the Outland Trophy?
Well, either way, there's
even
a lot
down in Orange County. Like, they give away the Ronnie Lott, you know, trophy. And so everybody's got a trophy now, you know, and there's the Maxwell Award. And
the Maxwell Award. I think I went to that.
Oh, really? That was it?
Oh, no, that's in Philly.
There's the Groza, which is like for the punter and kicker.
Right.
Yeah,
the
Groza
Award.
Groza.
Yeah.
He lived right across the street from my grandma.
Really? That's amazing.
Mr. Groza?
Yeah.
Groza?
Yeah, we used to go trick-or-treating.
Oh, no, it was the Lombardi Awards. Yeah. That's
Lombardi
what I had to go
Awards.
To.
Yes.
And the award's like a big block.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm with you. It lost some relevance. So, at least in that sense, like, it gains a little relevance. And by the way, they did do a weird thing just recently. Like, when OJ passed, they, like, literally put on their social channels, like, a condolences. They were, like, the only... Like, USC didn't do that. The Buffalo Bills didn't do that. Certainly ABC didn't do that. And NBC, who he worked for. It was kind of...
Did they, at the end of the press release, end it with just saying? The way OJ
would end all
of his tweets?
No,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he didn't.
That's all. Hey, listen, but I'll tell you this about Reggie Bush. Listen.
That joke did not land anywhere close to where it needed to.
Well, that's if you understood that OJ ended every tweet
with just
saying.
First of all, nobody knows more about OJ than me.
Okay, and you didn't see his tweets where he said just saying?
We did an entire summer of OJ back in the old days when he first got on Twitter. I get it.
Yeah,
I got it. I just don't think it was appropriate there.
Why not?
TLK.
Anyway, let me go back to Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush, okay, all these years later, as the world has changed, NIL, guys transfer every year, guys look for bigger and better deals every year. When Reggie Bush, and this is going back to what, 2005-ish, when he received a house for his family to live in because he was a college football star at SC and he was going to be an NFL star, at that time, that was against the rules.
Right.
But taking away wins or taking away a trophy that the dude earned on the field was always stupid.
Well, the NCAA has a history of that, though, too, because remember, Bobby Bowden at one point was the had the most wins in college football history, and then they vacated a bunch because a bunch of kids, including students, not just football players, took some ridiculous class that they were ineligible for, and they took a bunch of wins from him. Yet they let Joe Paterno be the guy who has the most wins in college football, considering all the crap, the heinous stuff that happened there at Penn State.
Yeah, under his watch. But the thing about Reggie is I'm happy for Reggie Bush. It was an unfortunate situation that happened back then. And you know what? All these years later, in the new world of NIL and transfer portal and the reality that college football players get paid now, you know what? He deserved to get it back.
Agreed.
And I'm happy for him. And I don't know if you guys saw this or not.
No.
But I had to dig deep today into my archives.
Oh,
man.
Okay.
I had to dig
real deep.
Picture
of you and Reggie Bush.
No, not a picture of me and Reggie Bush. It's not that cliche smart guy, okay? Do you have anything to say other than insulting everybody on this radio station?
They
are you
going to
bring quality content? Are you going to bring quality content, or are you just going to rip everybody? Tell me when I'm going to get quality content.
They literally asked me today. Laura came in. Can you please do a segment with Mason Irwin? I said, I guess. Then earlier, Sedano said, why don't you do the TLK thing live for the open, and then you can leave.
Wait, no. You said, that's not true.
Listen, you
said, Lindsay was in there with DeAndre.
Lindsay,
you
did said, Sedano
hold on.
Not say do
no,
it live?
No. You said, I wonder if Cappy heard the TLK thing. And he's like, I gotta make sure he heard. And I said, well, then just do it. He's like, I think I'm going to just do it in the open.
You said, I'm going to do it in the open. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I said, just do it live if you're going to do it in the open. Then I said, do it live if you're going to do it in the open.
Do it live.
Because here's the thing, he was going to do it recorded, and then not be able to let you fight back.
Weak sauce, recorded, weak. See, this is Lindsay. I tried to tell you, you didn't listen to me. I tried to tell you I had nothing to do with the producer portal. It was all Morales, but you blamed it on me.
Wait a minute. How does
I
that
didn't
even
comment on it? Actually,
yeah, it was all Morales.
Yeah. Well, listen,
all Morales. He's the puppet master. Believe me.
Are you catching the train?
Are you the puppet?
Apparently. And look where your hand is.
No, yeah, you guys got a big show. You got a break.
All right, we got a break. All right, Cappy, coming up next, Mike Tannenbaum, who is the general manager, former general manager of the Jets and the Dolphins, is now a big shot on ESPN. He's like their front office insider. He has laid out the plan for your Los Angeles Rams and who they should draft number one at the 21st pick in the first round of this upcoming NFL draft. Mañana! So we're going to tell you who he said. It's going to be a shocker if you haven't heard it. Shocking! Next.
All right, hey, before we hit this break, let me talk to everybody about a phone number that I want you to put in your phone. Listen to this phone number. I'm going to say it a bunch of times. Put this phone number in your phone. 818-518-5055. 818-518-5055. That's Omer from the Waterboy Leak Detection. Now, I've gotten some messages from 710 listeners who've told me that they've called Omer at the Waterboy and they've had tremendous success. Because here's the deal. Your water bill is going up, and you go to the mailbox and you open it up and you go, why the hell is my water bill $500-$600? What's going on here? And then you think you got it fixed because you told your daughter to stop taking such long showers and your son to stop washing his car so often. But that's not really what the problem is. You have a leak somewhere in your house and you can't find it. But that's not what you do. That's what Omer does. He does it through all kinds of modern technology, acoustic technology, visual technology. Omer comes in and he is going to find that leak so that the next time you get that water bill, it's back down to where it should be. So call Omer right now, 818-518-5055, 818-518-5055. Omer at the Waterboy Leak Detection is going to come in, he's going to find the leak, he's going to fix it for you, and then all of a sudden you're not going to get those expensive bills anymore for water and you can't figure it out. Call Omer at the Waterboy Leak Detection today.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. Oh, yeah.
On this day in 1961, Benny King released his song, Stand By Me. There you go, Cappy.
Wasn't there a movie? It was called Stand By Me, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the one where the kid pukes all over everybody in the blueberry pie eating competition?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Good scene.
Cappy, by the way... Mm. Not a seamless transition, but speaking of kids eating, and your kids won't let that happen when they go to this place.
Not seamless at all. I know exactly where you're going.
Waba Grill, Sedano and Cap, 4 p.m. hour here on 710 ESPN, presented by our friends at Waba Grill. Kids eat free at Waba Grill. Bring your kids in for a free chicken or a tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4 o'clock. Restrictions apply. And the Stand By Me moment will not happen to them. Trust me.
Hey, by the way, anybody who's listening to the show today, I would invite you to watch the show on YouTube because George and I are dressed exactly the same today. Like,
are
as
we?
If we got the memo.
No.
The black V-neck tee. And I'm going to tell you guys something. We're hot. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. We are good looking. Okay? I mean, DeAndre, I hope you're checking us out, man. We are good looking guys.
You are good looking guys.
Hey, thanks.
Why don't you wear a black ball cap like I'm wearing?
I swear to you, I almost went and grabbed a black ball cap just to be kind of ridiculously goofy.
Didn't you just get a haircut?
I did, but
I thought you'd be like stunting a new haircut.
No, because she didn't put enough product in it. Like it just it got all messy. Like, you know, I let the windows down, it got all messy. So I
hate
when
they don't put enough product in.
Yeah. Well, you know what I hate is when I get a haircut and I don't immediately run home to shower because then I got hair all over me. It's itchy.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, she washes me she rinses me a second time.
Oh, the rinse down.
Yeah.
Do you guys do that thing where they like shave your face too? Because I remember when my brother came to visit and like he got a haircut.
You mean like a hot shave?
Yeah. And he was like, oh man, that was the best barber I've ever been to in my life.
No. Yeah. I mean, I haven't gotten one of those. My lady doesn't do those. I'm sure she could if I asked her. But like, yeah, no, I don't think
my lady can do it.
Yeah. I mean, she's got the razor. I've seen it. So.
Yeah. I don't think she can shave me.
You have to be able to like graduate hair school. You have to like learn that too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a real deal.
Yeah. So she definitely knows how.
Real quick though, Cappy, before we get into what I want to get into about the Rams and what Mike Tannenbaum said today on our group chat, I don't remember, what was it that I was texting? That I was texting something, and there's this option now on iPhones where you can unsend a text.
Right.
And I unsent something because I was hitting a bunch of you know, sometimes the phones have predictive text, and like it'll autocorrect to something that it wasn't, right? So I unsent it and then resent what I wanted to send. And then I noticed in our group text, which I sent later, I sent a screenshot of it. And we were talking about Lewis Riddick joining us at 5:05, which, by the way, Dr. Clapper is going to join us in about 10 minutes as well. And in the group text, when I hit the unsend option, it says, you unsent a message. Scott may still see the message on his devices where the software hasn't been updated. Not DeAndre, not Lindsay, not Christopher. You, Cappy.
Just you.
Okay, but hold on. Just for anybody that's watching the YouTube show, hold on. Talk amongst yourselves for 5 seconds. I got to go grab something. You got to see this. Hold on.
Okay. Talk amongst ourselves. All right. In the interim, Yeah, so Cappy is notorious for being bad at technology, and we actually spoke to him weeks ago, and he hadn't updated his phone in like a year.
Ever. None of his apps were working.
Right.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't know how to do not disturb either.
Right.
Come on now.
Right. But.
But, and you have an iPhone 11, correct?
Correct. Yeah. But anybody who's watching right now on YouTube, look at this.
Yeah.
Look what I'm holding in my hand right here.
What are you holding?
You are looking live at a man who has finally decided it is time to upgrade to the latest and the greatest. I am holding a box, and inside this box is an iPhone 15.
Finally.
Yes, Pro Plus or whatever it's called. Yeah. Pro Max or whatever it's called. Uh-huh. Right? I have decided once and for all, and I'll tell you something right now. It's hard for a cheap guy like me because I would have rather have had the iPhone 14 because that has the old plug-in, right?
Right, the Lightning. You need now you get USB-C.
Now I got the iPhone 15, which means now I got to spend more money on other crap, right? I got to get all the new stuff. But I am holding right here in my hand a box with an iPhone 15. Now, I don't know how to really turn it on.
What do you
I don't
mean know how to turn it on? It's got a button on the side.
Yeah, but I don't know how to get my stuff from my iPhone 11
to
my
iPhone. Just the cloud.
I don't know how to do any of that.
When you turn on the phone, there's going to be like an option, and I'm pretty sure you can.
Right, it's going to ask you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you just—it's very seamless these days.
Oh, really? I thought I had to go to like a store, and they were going to have to do it for me.
Well, come on, what is this? 1999? You literally—you know what you do, Cap? You actually hold your old phone next to your new phone,
and it does
it. It'll be like, please scan the weird scattered picture, and it's like a bunch of—it looks like specs.
Yeah.
And
really?
It wants you.
Yeah,
to take
it looks
a
like cyber dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wants you to take a picture of the other phone, and then all of a sudden it knows everything that's in your other phone.
Right.
And then I have a quick question before we get to this NFL draft stuff.
Yeah.
And then how do I clear off my old phone so that I can send it back?
Well, there's an easy wipe in the settings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just says basically erase your phone or wipe
like
your
reset,
phone. Reset or something.
The
factory settings or something.
I'm going to have the best phone of all you guys right here, all right?
That's what I have, a 15 Plus.
Yeah. 15 Pro Plus.
Whatever, that
Mine's
one.
It's just a 15 Pro. I don't have a big one.
Oh, come on, Lindsay.
Like
Pro, come on.
I got to upgrade then. I'm at the 13 right now.
Oh, come on, dog. I'm going to get you a raise or something.
Come on, dog.
Get squared up.
Cap, you have the big one? I don't like the big one. It doesn't fit in my pocket.
Yeah. Well, I like the big one.
So, yeah. So, Cappy. Mike Tannenbaum, who was the former Jets and Dolphins general manager, he's on ESPN all day, right? Like, talking about, like, the NFL as a former general manager. So, I saw this on Get Up. Where do you think Lindsay saw his commentary about the Rams and what they're going to do with their first pick?
Where would she have seen it? I don't know. Twitter?
No. Come on. Think about it.
Oh, of course. She was watching the Rizzo show in Cleveland.
Yeah. Yes, I was listening to Riz, and they had Tannenbaum on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he asked him, like, oh, what do you think there's going to be any, like, surprising moves in the draft?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he said.
I think the Rams could take a quarterback. Stafford, just as the last year, is guaranteed money. They need somebody for the future. And if Michael Penix is sitting there at when they pick, I wouldn't be shocked if they took him. You know, you could look at his career and say, well, fourth season and the injuries, shoulders, knees, and he's off our board. Or you could say, hasn't missed a game the last 2 years. And if we were just playing a game tomorrow, those six quarterbacks, he has the most ability.
So, Cappy, here's what I would say to that.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to also mention that this is the last year of Stafford's guaranteed money. So, like, you can make a clean break if you wanted to. Here's what I think. If you're the Rams, if you're Les Snead, Sean McVay, and you think Michael Penix Jr. is the quarterback of your future and your near future in this particular case, then you take him. Here's why. The Rams have had, even most recently, a good amount of success drafting for defense in the second, third, and fourth round. Last year alone, Bryant Young, Kobe Turner, right? Those guys combined for like 16, 17, 18 sacks, something like that last year, out of the linebacker and defensive end position. And if Aaron Donald were still around, Cappy, I would say, go get yourself another position of need because Aaron Donald is going to solidify your young defense. They're going to get better with another year. You're this close to really competing, what I think, for not only the division, but potentially the NFC crown, right? Like, you're right there. Without Aaron Donald, maybe you take I think you take a little bit of a step back. Not that you're out of contention, but you're a little further back in contention than right there competing with the Niners, which I think they would be. Now, you go get that guy because you think that that guy can legitimately take the baton from Stafford. Because I think the successful situations for a young quarterback are, A, a head coach who understands offense and quarterbacks, which they've got, right? Check that box. B, a good offensive staff, which with McVay they're always going to have. Check that box. And C, a good quarterback room. Matthew Stafford is a leader type, no doubt about that. And he's already contemplated retirement himself. So I just think it would be the right time for all those reasons. They draft well in regards to defense already. And Stafford is getting old. You don't have to pay him anymore after this year. You can cut loose. And maybe you do keep him an extra year. But nonetheless, you've got your quarterback of the future, which is hard to secure in this league.
All right, so let me tell you this. I can see it two ways, okay? If you think that you need your quarterback of the future right now because you think that Stafford, this is it, this is his last year. And by the way, if you don't necessarily think you're going to make a run towards a championship, I would have no problem with it. I really wouldn't. Because when you look around the NFL and you look at what Green Bay did, it always bothered Aaron Rodgers that they would draft a quarterback like they did.
Right.
In Jordan
and,
Love.
It bothered Brett Favre that right. they did it with Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly. But yeah. You know what? Look at how the Jordan Love thing worked out this year for the Green
and
Bay
And look
Packers.
How the Aaron Rodgers thing worked out with Brett Favre.
And then you can use other examples. Obviously, the most glaring example is Patrick Mahomes because they had Alex Smith at the time in Kansas City. And Alex Smith was still a good player at that point. But they drafted Patrick Mahomes, they cultivated Patrick Mahomes, and now he's the best quarterback in the league. Could I make a case that the Rams should take a quarterback of the future this year? Yes, I could. However, I will disagree with you, George, and say this. I think the Rams coming off a 10-7 season and a 1-point loss to Detroit in the playoffs, I think the Rams now think that they're closer than they may have expected to be. If I were the Rams, what I would do is I would go defense, defense, and more defense. You make the point about what they found last year and not in the first round, second, third, fourth round. I think the Rams should spend all of their draft capital on defense. And by the way, they have 11 picks in the draft, which I believe is the most of any team in the league going into this draft. They could package a bunch of those up, move up in the draft, and they could go find themselves maybe one of the best defensive players in this draft. I understand what you're saying. I can buy it, and if they drafted Michael Penix, I could live with it. Because let me tell you something, Tannenbaum is probably right. By all the scouting that's been done, Penix is the guy who everybody says is the actual best thrower of the football at all three levels.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be terribly upset, but I don't think it's a move that helps you win now.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but they've also made moves in the draft that helped them win now. Kobe Turner helped them win now. Byron Young helped them win now. 2-3 years ago now, they drafted Ernest Jones in the third round. He's like their best linebacker. You know what I'm saying? Like, and those guys made, for the most part, immediate impacts. They're good at drafting defense.
I also think, though, that with Sean McVay, you can see that he was able to turn a Baker Mayfield on a very short week
right?
into a winning player. I think he can turn a guy like Carson Wentz into a decent enough
backup
quarterback. Jimmy
what is he
going to
do with a guy with a real skill set?
Well, what I'm getting at is that I'm not so sure I would want to draft a quarterback that can't help me now necessarily. Because if I'm the Rams, I want to still try and win right now. And I think drafting a quarterback is a futuristic move.
I think you can split the difference potentially here. I do. I think because of their history of drafting guys that participate right away, I just gave you three examples in the last couple of years, I think they're certainly capable of doing that. And with the amount of draft picks, to your point, that they have, I think they can make that happen. But the big question with Michael Penix is his injury history. Dr. Clapper is going to join us next. How are you? And we're going to ask him about that. He also wants to talk about some of the injuries in the NBA as well. So Dr. Clapper will join us next. Louis Riddick, ESPN NFL analyst, front office insider, and Cappy's boy will join us at 5:05. So stick around, 710 ESPN.
Hey, here in California, you know, we're all about choosing chill, and you know that by now. Whether it's out hitting the beach, going on your favorite hike, listen, we love to cheer on our teams and do all that Southern California has for us. No one is more chill than those of us here in SoCal. One thing that ties it all together is that enjoying California has to offer with great friends and icy cold Coors Light. Pick up your Coors Light near you, or you can have it delivered to your door today. But here's the website, because you see these billboards all over town. Visit this website, cachoosechill.com. Cachoosechill.com. You're going to learn a whole lot more about chilling with icy cold Coors Light. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly when drinking that icy cold Coors Light.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sit down on Cap 710 ESPN. Louis Riddick going to join us in 15 minutes. ESPN NFL front office insider analyst. Cappy's boy from college. Now, our boy, Dr. Clapper, is going to join us here now. And, of course, he joins us every week. Normally Thursdays around this time. But this week, because we're on remote tomorrow, we're going to be at Hennessy's in Hermosa Beach. You can come join us Thursday and Friday. We'll be there. A little early tomorrow, 3 to 5:30. Because we got a combo plate, and then our usual time, 4 to 7, on Friday. So, Dr. Clapper, first of all, how are you?
How are you?
How are you? Good to hear you guys.
Same here. So,
I'm Scott Kaplan, I got an I-15, and I'm convinced that it works better when you stand still rather than when you're talking when you're moving. So you speak for a lot of us guys when you talk about technology and difficulties.
Yeah, I have a hard time, Doc. I have a real hard time. I have no idea how the hell I'm going to get my iPhone 11 stuff over to my iPhone 15, but I'm going to give it a shot, Doc.
So, Doc, we need your advice here. We were just talking about Michael Penix. I'm sure you just heard us talk about like the potential of the Rams drafting him. He's got a long injury history, and he's actually penned an essay in the Players Tribune about his injury history, kind of pleading his case about his injury history. Like, hey, don't hold that against me. Long story short, he basically said, hey, you know, if you play this game, you're going to have injuries. Like, that's part of the reality. But look how I've been able to bounce back from these injuries, you know? So here's the list of injuries for him. He tore his ACL in October of 2018, retore his same right ACL in November of 2020, okay? Then in 2019, he had a clavicle fracture, which is fairly common amongst people in general, but certainly athletes. And then an AC joint separation in 2021. Also, I feel like fairly common in sports, particularly a sport like football. But to me, the thing that I think is most worrisome is not the arm stuff. It's the knee stuff, especially the re-tear of the ACL. For those that don't know what a torn ACL feels like, looks like, acts like, and the recovery is like, what can you tell us about that?
So, George, when you melt steel, you make the steel stronger with something called forging. They literally heat up the metal and bang the crap out of it. And that actually, that compression makes the steel stronger than it was if you just poured melted steel into a bowl and made a shape. Michael Penix, in my opinion, from an orthopedic surgeon standpoint, an injury standpoint, is forged steel. These injuries, one to his non-throwing shoulder, his AC dislocation, the other to his throwing shoulder, and the two ACLs that you're talking about, these happened in the past. The two shoulder injuries actually, in my opinion, will prevent him from having any future AC separations or injuries. So it's a good thing. His ACL injury that was rebuilt, this was way back in 2021. Look at what he did last year and tore up Texas. Anybody who picks Michael Penix in this draft, in my opinion, orthopedically, is getting the best quarterback in the draft.
Wait a second. So, Doc, I just want to ask you, as far as the knee, and it's the same knee twice, are you saying that through two knee surgeries that he's less likely to have another knee problem because of the past injuries and because of the surgeries that he's had?
And here's why, Scott. Your ACL that lives in your knee right now has a strength of 100. We mechanically test when we use the patella tendon, for example, as a graft, and we put it through all our tests, it's 165% as strong as your own ACL. This is why many baseball pitchers come to us saying, can you just do the Tommy John and get it over with, because my elbow will be stronger. What Michael Penix has in his knee right now, my opinion, based on literature, is stronger than his other knee.
Wow, that's okay. Awesome stuff, that's, Doc, because I would have never guessed that.
Me neither.
So, yeah.
I would have thought he's injury-prone and his knee is a problem.
Yeah. So, Doc,
And we have a medical term for it, George.
Yeah.
It's called ligamentization.
Okay.
Because what we're using is the tendon. You can feel your own knee right now. For the listeners who are driving, go ahead and feel your patella, your kneecap, and now go south. Feel the tendon, and then you'll hit the bone again, your tibial tubercle.
Yeah.
It's called a tendon because it goes from bone to bone. That's a tendon, okay? When I drill a hole in your femur and a hole in your tibia, and I run this new graft made from the central third of your patella tendon into your knee, it is 165% as strong as your own. And as blood vessels penetrate and the body accepts the tendon to make it into a ligament, no muscles attached, that's what makes it a ligament, it is stronger than the one that tore.
Wow, that's crazy stuff, Doc. Thanks for the information there. One last thing before we let you go. I know you wanted to talk about Joel Embiid as he's playing through a knee injury himself.
Oh, it's terrible. And it's terrible. We can do this next week. I mean, I think Michael Penix is more relevant because the draft is coming up, but Joel Embiid is suffering. And again, I want the listeners to think, it's not only the joint that matters that we're talking about. And in the case of a center, it's even higher level than that, George. Which knee? Which is his dominant leg? Right knee versus left knee. But then when you get deeper into the weeds, is it his medial or his lateral meniscus? Well, it's worse when it's the lateral meniscus because that's the side of the joint, the little toe side of the joint,
yeah,
where rotation is involved. And this lateral meniscus injury, watch him run up and down the court wincing in pain because it's not only serving as a cushion, it's also involved with rotation and keeping his knees stable. I feel for that guy because, unfortunately, he's breaking down. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Robert Clapper, he joins us every week, usually Thursdays around this time at 4:45. The best 7 minutes and the smartest 7 minutes you'll get on this radio station. Clapper, you're the man.
Hope you're having a good Passover, Dr. Clapper.
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
See right you, Doc. On, there he is, Dr. Robert Clapper.
How are you?
How are you, Cappy?
I'm pretty surprised by that.
Yeah.
You know, I will yield to the orthopedic surgeon.
I mean, he's the pro, dude.
Right. You know what but I'm like, yeah. I think my natural inclination would have been like, well, he's had two knee surgeries
right.
on the same
Of course, anyone
knee.
Would have thought right. that. Yeah.
He's probably
yeah.
injury prone.
Yeah. But guess not.
Well, you know what they say about Michael Penix.
Oh, that's true. Desmond Howard did say that, my guy.
Way to go, Des.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, Cappy, we got Lewis Riddick coming up in about 5 minutes or so. But first, I want to talk to parents right now. And look, if you're a parent right now, taking your kids to the dentist, it could be a bit of a chore because the kids don't want to go. And we all want what's best for our kids. And choosing that right dentist can be a challenge. But I got the thing for you, okay? Challenge accepted. Because all you need to do is go to Children's Dental Fun Zone. That's right. Fun is in the name for a reason. Someone your child can trust and enjoy going to the dentist with. Let me tell you about my friends at Children's Dental Fun Zone. First, they have 17 locations across Southern California to choose from. So all over LA County, the valleys, wherever, up, down, in the middle, mid-city, you name it, they got you. Orange County, they got you. IE, they got you. 17 locations across the Southland for Children's Dental Fun Zone, where they specialize in children's dentistry and orthodontics with state-of-the-art equipment, personal attention your kids deserve. Guys, Children's Dental Fun Zone, here's how they make the kids have some fun. All right? They're sitting there in these chairs, and these rooms are cool as hell, okay? They're super fun. They got movies everywhere. They got iPads for the kids while they're getting the work done, right? Toys for the kids to play with and for the parents. So not only are the kids having fun, you're having fun because they're going to want to keep going back to the dentist, which is great because you need great teeth, okay? First tooth, first brush, first dentist visit. You got to have that set up. And then, of course, along the way, there's obviously more stuff to deal with, right? And for the parents, one more thing. They accept Medi-Cal, PPO, and HMO insurance plans. So to book your child's next appointment at Children's Dental Fun Zone, where fun is in the name, go to their website, cdfzone.com. That's cdfzone.com. or call them at 800-717-KIDS. We've got our friends in the Circle of Trust who take their kids there. You need to do the same as well. We all are a big part of the family here. They're in our family now, so they're your family now too. Call Children's Dental Fun Zone at 800-717-KIDS. Book your visit online as well if you want. CDFZone.com, CDFZone.com, or call them at 800-717-KIDS.